Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
During a live stream a couple days ago, Scott asked me and said, Steve, how come you haven't talked about the General Motors transmission issue with the class action lawsuit? And I said, you know something? In the noise that I get off my computer every day, that is glancing all the different websites and emails and all kinds of stuff, I look for stuff like that, but I might have missed it, you know? So I said, feel free to send me a link and I'll talk about it because it sounds interesting. So Scott sent me the link to GM Authority on the class action involving GM's 8-speed transmission. Now, there's a lawsuit that's been filed. It's winding its way through the courts. Sam McEachern wrote the article. And the question is, what's going on with the 8-speed transmission with General Motors? And again, I often talk about cars with my friends, and we often talk about modern cars versus the good old days. And I admit, I'm now one of the guys who talks about the good old days. You know, when I was first driving, if a car had a torque flight automatic transmission, we were okay with that. Manual transmission, clutch, 4-speed, that's fine. But an 8-speed automatic transmission, come on. I know everyone's using these, and I know that in theory, they're great. The problem is that theory and real world often have a conflict. A class action against General Motors involving their transmission has hit a snag after a judge dismissed certain claims made in the filing, and he dismissed the implied warranty claims in some states. It's quite confusing, but I need to tell you one of the most important things we're going to talk about is the concept of an implied warranty, an implied warranty. And an implied warranty, generally speaking, is usually the implied warranty of merchantability. That is, that something will do what it is intended to do, and the seller does not need to tell you that. So you don't actually have to explicitly ask the man at Sears, will this lawnmower cut my lawn? Okay, so if you walked in and pointed at a lawnmower and said, I want that one, you take it home, it doesn't work, they can't go, we never said it would cut grass. That's what lawnmowers do. So an implied warranty of merchantability generally is that the product will do what you expect it to do if you're reasonable. Now, you can disclaim an implied warranty of merchantability in most states if you do so in a conspicuous manner. But a bigger problem usually is that the implied warranty of merchantability comes from the seller, not the manufacturer. Okay, so generally speaking, the implied warranty of merchantability comes from the seller. But that's going to vary from state to state as well, so we're going to get into this. There were 5 separate class action lawsuits filed against General Motors over alleged defects with its 8-speed automatic transmission, but they were all consolidated into a single case recently, according to Car Complaints, and that case is in Michigan. In that process, the judge presiding over the lawsuit dismissed claims related to implied warranty for all the plaintiffs that were claiming under the laws of Alabama, Arizona, Connecticut, Idaho, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, and Wisconsin. Another claim related to class-wide monetary damages for a sole plaintiff under the Colorado Consumer Protection Act were also dismissed. So one of the problems with the class action is that you make a claim and say, look, there's a defect that we're going to file a lawsuit over, and we've got a plaintiff who says it affects him, but we believe that this plaintiff actually is a member of a class of a whole bunch of people who are similarly situated. And how many people is a whole bunch depends on the state. And the test usually is, could we file these things separately, or would it be more efficient to file them together? And then how common are the claims and so on. But one of the problems you have is they're saying these people are scattered about the nation. Well, there's 50 states. And the states often have unique laws or different laws. So even the Uniform Commercial Code is not uniform in that sense. They're not identical in every state. So if you look up the UCC in Michigan, which is MCL 440.1101 at SEC, you'll find that if you compare it to the UCC in California, that some sections have been modified. Okay, and that's going to be true from state to state. Now, generally speaking, most states will have an implied warranty of merchantability. They'll have an express warranty. They'll have an implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose, and so on. But the wording will be different, the standards will be different, and then how the courts have interpreted it will be different. So it's not that unusual to say that all these states have got issues with the implied warranty claims. Okay, so numerous class action suits have been filed against General Motors over a transmission referred to as the 8L45E and the 8L90. They're both 8-speed automatic transmissions. Plaintiffs claim the 8-speed auto will slip gears, shift into gear aggressively, and also cause the vehicle to shudder or jerk. Shudder, by the way, is actually a technical term referring to a transmission that does that. Plaintiffs have also reported the transmission will lead to delayed acceleration and make it more difficult for the vehicle to slow down. GM has argued these claims should be thrown out as its express warranty only covers defects that relate to materials and workmanship and not design defects. So this is where it gets funny, because you'll notice they say express warranty here. And that's the point, is that express warranties can be made by anybody in the chain, including the manufacturer. And if you buy a brand new car and you read the documents carefully, which no one does, you'll see that the dealership is selling you a car and they'll say, we make no warranties. We disclaim all implied warranties. Any warranties you get come from the manufacturer. They'll pass through to you, but they don't come from us. We'll repair the vehicle under their warranty, but that's not our obligation. It's their obligation. We're merely somebody here who will do service for you under their warranty. So the suits claim that all 8L45E and 8L90E transmissions experience these problems, which implies the problems are related to a design defect. General Motors is making the argument that they're all bad, but it's not materials and workmanship. It's a design problem. And as such, it's not covered by our warranty. Now, some of you are saying, Steve, this sounds familiar. You're even looking around like that. And it does. It does sound familiar. I did an episode called 7.128. That was the number of it, not too long ago. And I talked about the rims that General Motors put on some Corvettes. And the rims have a problem in that they don't hold air if you drive the car. They hold air all day long if you don't drive the car. Makes a great paperweight. And somebody pointed out that they all have the same problem. And General Motors is currently, I believe, defending that case by saying they were designed wrong. That's not a defect in materials and workmanship. It's not covered by the warranty. And this is a scary proposition. Okay? And so I doubt that anybody at General Motors watches my videos. And I'm based in southeastern Michigan. I've been in the auto industry legally for 30 years in the sense that I sue the car companies. And I pay close attention to what's happening. And I also am a student of human behavior. And I also enjoy studying marketing and economics as hobbies. But I don't consider myself a marketer or an economist. But I can tell you that one of the biggest problems, if you're looking at the big picture, long-term problems of the U.S. car companies, I'm talking about GM, Ford, and what used to be Chrysler. And the problem is very short-sighted thinking. GM wants to sell you your next car. Ford wants to sell you your next car. What used to be Chrysler wants to sell you your next car. Honda, Toyota, Nissan, and others want to sell you your next 5 cars. And they treat you like that. And I've heard that from so many different people, not phrased the way I just put it right now, but simply describing to me how they're treated. And when you have a problem with a transmission that was designed wrong, and the company looks at it, because you know they had meetings about it. They had meetings. And you know that at the meetings, someone must have said, you know something, these are all designed. It's a bad design. Somebody said, what's it going to cost to fix? They're to go, you're not familiar with the dual clutch transmission problem Ford had? It's going to cost a lot. When you have a problem that's that widespread, it's going to cost a lot. And so somebody said, okay, we could fix the cars. If we can't fix the cars, we could somehow take care of these customers, or we could just tell the customers, screw it. They're all bad. You've got no legal remedy against us. See you in court. We'll get your lawsuit thrown out. Now, some people are going to say, but Steve, that's a good business decision. They're going to save money doing that. They'll save money. If they can defend this in court and save this money today, they're saving money. How many people who bought an 8-speed transmissioned General Motors car are going to come away from this experience and go, okay, I guess I'll have to trade it in and get another one? No. This is what drives people away from General Motors to other manufacturers. Will it drive them to Ford or what used to be Chrysler? No. Because people are going to say, oh, they're all the same. They are all the same. This is how, look at Ford with the dual clutch transmission. Ford was advising its dealers to lie to people and say, you've never seen this before. Tell the customer you've never seen this before. Customers are actually saying, you've seen it before because I've come in here before with it. I've been in here two or three times with this. We don't know what you're talking about. They got a memo in their hand that says, tell them you don't know what they're talking about. So when GM takes the position that it's a design defect, and that's not covered by warranty, they really ought to think a little bit longer term than that. They really ought to. So they're about to lose a ton of business. And that's the ironic thing. If they win this lawsuit, they're going to lose a ton of business. So GM has argued that these claims should be thrown out as its express warranty only covers defects relating to materials and workmanship, but not design defects. The suits claim that all 8L45E and 8L90E transmissions experience these problems, which implies the problems are related to a design defect instead. And that's what GM's position is. They all do this. They all do this. And if it's wrong, it's not a defect covered by our warranty. The judge will allow, however, other allegations in the suit to go on, including certain other claims replied to implied warranty. The judge acknowledged that the complaints put forth by plaintiffs could be consistent with either materials and workmanship defects or a design defect. He also did not dismiss claims that GM knew there were issues with the 8-speed transmission before it put the vehicles on sale, saying, plausible inferences may be drawn that GM had substantial knowledge about the looming problems with its new transmissions before any of the plaintiffs' purchases were made. The full list of affected vehicles in this newly consolidated transmission lawsuit include 2015 to 17 Escalades, 2015 to 2017 Escalades ESV, 2016 to 19 Cadillac ATS, along with the ATS-V, the CTS, the CTS-V, and the CT6, the 2015 to 19 Chevrolet Silverado, the 17 to 19 Chevrolet Colorado, the 15 to 19 Corvette, the 16 to 19 Camaro, the 17 to 19 GMC Canyon, the 15 to 19 Sierra, the GMC Yukon same year, along with the Yukon XL, the Yukon Denali, and the same year, Yukon Denali XL. So their position is that these cars, a whole raft of cars that have the 8-speed transmissions, may very well have problems, may very well be defects, but the defect is in the design and not the materials and the workmanship. Therefore, not covered by the express warranty. And they could win this. They could win this. I mentioned before a couple times that years ago I encountered an attorney from one of the car companies who came into court and said, Your Honor, our company doesn't actually manufacture cars. We merely assemble the parts. And I heard snickering behind us because I was standing up at the podium with her. And the judge goes, really? Ford Motor Company doesn't manufacture cars? It was Ford. She goes, no, we merely assemble the parts. The judge goes, haven't I heard them refer to themselves as a manufacturer? She goes, yeah, but legally that's not what we are. She goes, no, we're simply an assembler of parts. More snickering behind us. And judge looks at me and goes, Mr. Leita, how do you respond to that? And I said, well, I just happen to have a law book in my left hand. And I go, Your Honor, the Lemon Law, MCL 257.1401, D defines a manufacturer as someone who assembles, manufactures, or is a distributor of new motor vehicles. So a manufacturer is an assembler. An assembler is a manufacturer. Judge looks at her and says, did you read that? And she goes, flip, indistinct mumbling. Motion denied. It was a motion to dismiss the case, saying that they were not a manufacturer. They were an assembler of parts. So these crazy arguments, somebody thought it was a good idea. I suspect that this argument's not being pushed forward because it's a good one. it's being pushed forward because if it were to work, it'd save GM a ton of money. Somebody said, it's not a good argument intellectually, but it's a good argument economically. Let's make it and see what happens. If we lose, then we fix all these transmissions. If we win, we just saved a boatload of money. Problem, of course, is if they win on this one, again, add up all the people who've got those cars and ask how many of them will come back and buy another GM product. And by the way, just so you realize this, and this is extremely important to this particular case, is that these are all top-end expensive vehicles for the most part. Escalades, ATSs, CTSs, GMC Yukons, Denalis, and so on. Corvettes. These are not entry-level vehicles. I'm willing to bet you that many of these people have owned other GM products. And the fact that they've bought other GM products and are now being treated like this means there's a good chance that they're going to lose some legacy clients, legacy customers. People who bought many vehicles from them are going to go someplace else. And the idea that I said before about how some car companies want to sell you your next car. Some car companies want to sell you your next 5 or 10 cars. When people go there, they don't come back. And that's a problem. And I've lived in Detroit my entire life for the most part. And I've been intimately following the auto industry since I was a child. And I've watched this happen. And this is one of the problems with what happened to the American auto industry. And that was how the car companies treated their customers as if they were entitled to the customers. And the customers would never leave. They can't leave. Where are they going to go? You going to buy a foreign car? Yes, some people will. I still haven't. But that's a personal thing to me. So there you go. Class action GM 8-speed transmission lawsuit has hit a snag, but it will still proceed. The reporting is in GM Authority. Scott sent to me and Sam McEachern wrote it. Thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. You will do foolish things, but do them with enthusiasm.